There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Please have your attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
It's three agencies of government when I get there that are gone. Commerce, education, what's the third one there?
Five.
Okay. So.
Robert Scott Bell.
Are you aware of the ingredients in the vaccine?
I know there's some egg.
I don't think they offered us a list of ingredients, though.
But did you know that there's mercury in that shot?
Oh, I did not.
Robert Scott Bell.
The only thing that supporters of the raw food movement are sick of is people telling them what they can or cannot put in their mouth.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Well, we are loaded for organic non-GMO bear this hour. That is for sure on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Super D, Super Don. We got Ben on the board. If you'd like to call in, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. RobertScottBell.com. Now, boy, last hour, I felt like it was an intense opening, Super Don. I just had to get past the symptoms and go to the heart of the starting point. And I didn't even add in the element of stamping your child with a FICA number. You know, the federal insurance scheme, what do they call it, antisocial insecurity?
Yes.
That's another layer of this. You keep numbering your kids like cattle, and what do you expect is going to happen? They're cattle. They're not your kids. What do you think herd immunity is all about? Herd immunity, right? It's all about turning people into cattle.
That's true. Listen, we do talk about the symptoms quite often with these news stories, but what you pointed out in the first segment there is truly going to the root of the disease, I guess you could call it. You know, where these symptoms are coming from, and that's where you're giving permission from day one for the government to be able to
welcome,
step in and do these things.
Come in, have at my children, right? That's what it is. What do you do, Robert? I mean, if you don't get a birth certificate, well, how did they do it before? You all your major, you know, records, your marriage, you put in your family Bible, you know, whatever Bible it is for you, but just record it there. If you want, you could record it in miscellaneous documents in your local county seat. That's fine, too, but you're not asking permission. You're just making a declaration, a statement. Learn from the forefathers. There were more than four fathers, by the way. But learn from them.
Four or five fathers. I don't know.
Four or five of them. But learn. You know, they didn't say, hey, you're born an American, so you get to ask permission where none is required. No. Stop asking for permission where none is required. That is the message. That is the message that has become, of course, a dangerous message to the powers that be, which is why they're attacking religious liberty right now on the issue of exemptions from vaccination. They don't like people with personal beliefs, philosophical beliefs, religious beliefs. The attack is on you who have deeply held religious beliefs, and it falls in opposition to the medical church for which they want you to bow down and obey and sacrifice your children on that altar. And that altar includes injecting them with toxic medicaments that if you put in their baby bottle of drink, you would be arrested. And now you got New Jersey, Jersey, and you got California. Both looking to try and repeal any freedom that you have left of religious freedom to say no to medical experimentation. We've got Louise Kuo Bacchus on and Dr. Sherry Tenpenny joining us at the bottom of the hour, which is going to be very cool. They got a big screening of the movie Bought.
Yeah.
And also we're going to do some more digestive health and gas support, right? No, I didn't do that. But if you know what I mean.
Pull my fingers support. Steven,
yes, exactly. With Stephen Hewer, you know, the Heart of Healing, he's back. We're going to do that as well. So, again, Heart of Healing is going to the heart of where it starts. And are you brave enough to tackle it? Ask questions. Do research. Do homework. But everybody else is doing it, Robert. No, they're not. They're doing what everybody else is. They're lemmings going off of a cliff. Stop it. But what if they don't let my kid into school? You know, your kid's going to be smarter if he's not in the government indoctrination center.
I know.
But, yes, there are economic considerations. I realize that. The growth of government, the tax structure as it is, it's bankrupted the American people to the point where they can't afford most of them to homeschool or send them to a private institution where they have a little more control over the education instead of indoctrination. So, man. You know, if people were doing more cannabis, there would be less people to program. That's
there
all I
go.
Got to say. That's
what a great segue. This has all of the sound and the feeling of what? Is this going to be a cannabis update?
Hello, Dr. Green Thumb. Paging Dr. Green Thumb.
Yo, Dr. Green Thumb, come on back for a time. Well, we got a couple of stories here, really close. What are you talking about? A close call in Utah? Medical marijuana defeated by a single vote. One vote shy of plurality that would have brought medical marijuana into Utah. And it's interesting. I think Utah is like number one in autism, interestingly enough. And Jersey is like number two. So I find that rather interesting that they refused to legalize something that could actually help these kids, as we're finding out. Another survey here, this is interesting about young Republicans. 6 out of 10 young Republicans support legalization of cannabis. So the old guard is very much out of step if they're still trying to think they can win the vote by saying that weed is of the devil. When I'll tell you what's of the devil, allopathic pharmaceutical drugs approved by the FDA. With illegitimate studies that are killing 106,000 to 225,000 Americans every year. You want to talk about what's of the devil? That's a lot more like that than those who are utilizing a plant that God happened to create. And yes, some have argued they've made stronger strains that God never did. I understand that. But even those stronger strains, they're not causing people to go up and shoot up villages or schools.
No. And you know what? It's funny because my wife and I were having this conversation earlier, and she was saying, you know, if somebody for some strange reason decided, you know what, I've just smoked a bunch of marijuana, I think I'm going to go shoot up a mall. By the time he got to the mall, he probably wouldn't make it 2 steps past the food court when he noticed there was a Cinnabon there, and, oh, man, there's a Taco Bell next to that. It'd be done. It'd be over.
Yeah. Oh, I'm just looking at the face friend thing. Somebody named Ted Stern, you know, because we posted an article about Hillary Clinton could face jail time for the email scandal. And Ted Stern obviously doesn't listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show because he says, come on, Mr. Bell, this is not important news. Seems like pointless Dem bashing to me. Ted, you want Dem bashing? Talk to your Democratic buddies who are trying to repeal religious exemption to vaccination, and then we'll, yes, we will Dem bash. And any Republican who supports that, we will Republican bash as well. Are you happy now, Ted? Dude, come on, man. All right. Yeah, I know.
Nice.
I know. Question of the day coming through. This is a semi-relationship to cannabis story. It's actually a little bit of a sad story here. This comes from our friend Derek in the UK. He says, hi, Robert. Thanks for the information regarding my wife's hemorrhoid problems. Do you remember that story about the hemorrhoidectomy? That was so...
I'm trying to forget it, yeah.
Here, have some cannabis. You'll forget it.
What we were talking about. What?
Right? Yeah, I know. But it was... You know, she had a lot of problems from that surgery done under the National Health Service, the NHS in the UK. And, you know, just wanted to give her some insight on how to get through the crisis faster because she had some abscess. It was just a rotten situation. But remember, we were referring to the man because he was asking, can we get CBD in England? And we weren't sure. And we referred to Mike Cutler, who was on a few months ago. I don't know, 6, 8 months ago or last year.
Like August of last year.
August of last year. And he was the guy, an older guy, who had been through a liver, I think it was a liver transplant, wasn't it?
It was liver, it was cancer.
Major.
And it had metastasized to the liver, yeah.
And they gave him a transplant, so he was on anti-rejection drugs, but he was using cannabis. He was growing it himself in spite of the prohibition. And he just said, yeah, come and arrest me to the British government, and somehow they didn't. But sad to report, even though he had an extra 2 years of life compared to where they said he would be, that with the cannabis oil, it definitely helped him. He passed away in December. We did not know about that. Mike Cutler, nice man. Go back and listen to the archives from August. According to Derek, he said, yeah, he had an extra 2 years with the help of the cannabis oil, but he was on anti-rejection drugs for the liver transplant, and that was always working against him.
Yeah, he actually, when I dug a little bit into it, he actually succumbed to lung cancer after the fact.
Okay. All right. Yep. Interesting. So he was using the whole plant THC, which he was growing himself. He had moved to Wales, and he may not have been able to get the oil while he was cultivating his own over there. By the way, Derek says he managed to find a UK supplier of CBD oil who tells him that if the oil contains less than 0.2% THC, it is legal in the UK. So that's kind of similar to what's going on here in the States, where we have CBD available in all 50 states,
right,
as long as there's not a significant THC content, which is only available in the states that have made it legal. But anyway, so that's interesting news. Yeah. We got good listeners.
Good old
they find
Mike
out
Cutler. Actually, we've got a clip of Mike Cutler.
Oh, do we? Okay.
We do. If you want to kind of hear, you know, what he was saying when we had him on back in August of last year.
Okay, let's give him a go.
So I took the bull by the horns and I acquired some cannabis and I extracted the oil from it and I started taking the oil. And when I finally did go back to the hospital and had the biopsy, and then we got called into the office, and my first words were when we got back, I said, "What about the cancer?" And they went, "What cancer? It's gone." Well, you can imagine how I felt.
Oh, I remember that now. Oh, so sad. The man has passed from this place, but what a brave soul. You know, that's the kind of spirit, resilient spirit, I like to see. You know, when told, no, you can't do that by the government, he says, watch me.
Well, you know? and Robert, you know, here's what you have to think. He had the courage to do this. You know, he did it on his own, and then he got involved in creating a group there in the UK that helped other people do the same thing. So he has passed, but I believe he's left a legacy where he helped other people, you know, save their lives and save the lives of other people.
Yeah, he's become a living example and a symbol there in the UK, and I think around the world for those that listen, that plants have a role, a place, a very vital place in our health and our recovery, and that government shall not prohibit them. And I think the people are rising up to recognize it and stand their ground. So hats off to you, Mike Cutler. We salute you from afar now. You're in a better place. And I appreciate that. But for those of us still here, we've got some more to do, some more healing. We've got our good friend Stephen Hewer from One World Way going to join us. We'll talk digestive health. He's got a specific protocol he wants to share with us. Also, Louise Cuoho-Backus and Dr. Sherry Tenpenny talking about the exemptions, the religious philosophical exemptions they're trying to overturn in California and New Jersey. And then, are you hungry for some schmeat? Remember that, Super Don?
I do. Yummy.
I know. I'm sorry to upset your appetite. But, yeah, we got to talk about it. There's a new version of it coming out. All right, stick around. Go to robertscottbell.com. Say thanks to all our wonderful sponsors. Back after a brief break.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
I know you've heard about it. CBD is making headlines here in 2015 as well. And you can get CBD from hemp this very day. That's right. CBD from hemp is available in all 50 states and over 40 countries right now. Hemp is considered a superfood by millions worldwide. But there's another reason to love hemp. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant. And it's making those headlines and finding its way into households across the country. Hemp Meds is the world's trusted CBD hemp oil source. Hemp Meds' commitment to quality starts with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from hemp, grown as nature intended. Hemp Meds sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. And that's why they offer CBD hemp oil in a variety of natural premium products for their customers nationwide. From natural hair and skin care to functional foods that thousands of families use every single day, including me, RSV. The only question I have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the speaker calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
As we dive back into the heart of healing with Stephen Huer, a good friend from OneWorldWay.com, I remember, Stephen, growing up and seeing the old Alka-Seltzer commercials. I can't believe I ate the whole thing. Those kind of things where everything was about gas. You got gas here. Take this for gas. I'm thinking, they have no idea what causes it. They're just suppressing the manifestation of it. We got to heal. We got to help the digestive system. We got to eliminate this stuff.
Good point. A lot of brainwashing we've had earlier on in our youth. I remember that as well. The GI tract is anywhere from 25 to 30 feet long in the average human. You've got your stomach, you've got your small intestines, your large intestines. Each one takes care of a different phase of digestion. So they're all important. And what I find that is just some simple things that people can do that ensures that the whole GI tract works a whole lot easier supplement-wise is that there's enzymes now. These nice plant-based enzymes have been on the market for a long time. There's a full spectrum one we work with that addresses both the hard-to-digest polysaccharides in legumes, where gas is caused from eating beans for some people.
Right.
There's also lactase in there to digest the milk sugar, lactose for a lot of people that have lactose intolerance. So it's got like the full spectrum, very strong product. I like that. It's called Beauty Enzymes. Then there's the HCL. A lot of people have a deficiency of hydrochloric acid at a certain age, and that can be supplemented with, you know, 2 to 4 caps per meal, and that can make a big difference in causing first phase of digestion to begin easily. Like, if you don't have enough hydrochloric acid production, food will literally stay in the stomach for a prolonged period of time because you have to have your food contents go from a very low pH in the beginning of like 1 to 2 to 4.5. Once the entire stomach contents pH gets to about 4.5, then the stomach is signaled saying that it's now safe for it to now exit and start to go into the small intestines and begin right. The second phase of digestion. So a lot of people don't have enough acid to do that, and this makes a miraculous difference for some people, particularly vegetarians, to improve their digestion and the time at which their stomach empties. You know, a lot of people have this esophageal reflux thing where the acid contents of the stomach is coming back up the esophagus. And that's actually something worth, you know, it's a whole separate topic, but you could call our office and learn more about that. It's fascinating to learn how you can maybe address that.
Yeah, 888, let me give you that number, 888-988-3325, 888-988-3325, talking about successful digestion, elimination of gas, and supporting that. And, you know, we've gone through some pretty comprehensive and complex issues and having to deal with them with a lot of support. What's interesting about this can be one of the most annoying things for people to suffer with, but one of the most simple things to correct.
Yeah, and because, like you said earlier in our conversations, how the people, if you've ever taken antibiotics, you can have wiped out a certain number of bacteria that are necessary for your digestion. So Progurt's an essential ingredient. It's just the best probiotic product I've worked with in my 23 years of practice, where it's got the full spectrum of about 400 or so microorganisms that are supposed to be living in your gut all the time, and they take care of, you know, many things, one of which is producing enzymes to digest your food. So those three products we just covered basically would be the successful digestion elimination and elimination of gas support supplement package. And then as far as other things, you know, I would just say that, yes, food allergies are also a consideration that people need to contend with if they're putting things into their body that their digestive system is saying just like, no, that particular compound I don't want to deal with. You have to become aware of what those foods are that might be doing that. The Fire in the Belly book by Keith Scott Mumby, he gets into that whole thing pretty extensively. So, you know, you could check out his book and pursue that if you have food allergies. But
yeah, this doesn't give you carte blanche to just eat what you love to excess, because you put that stress on the gastrointestinal system, even with good quality food. We call that gluttony. And then we wonder, well, why are we suffering? Wasn't it good food? Well, listen, you've got to eat in the quantities that are appropriate for your ability to digest as well. So common sense is not to be abandoned here.
Yeah, this is sort of just setting the stage for your gut to work healthily so that those good foods you put in aren't causing you distress of any kind. Elimination is healthy again. Gas is reduced or eliminated completely, that kind of a thing. And there is one other aspect to this, which is I will take a little time to say, is that I learned recently that the fermentation in the gut of carbohydrates, if a person's eating carbohydrates that are a high fermentability level, there's literally high, medium, and low fermentability to different carbohydrates, which there's a whole book on this you can get called, I'm forgetting what the name of the title is right now, but basically you can go online and look up small intestine bacterial overgrowth. That's what you look up.
Okay.
And when you feed yourself these complex carbohydrates in excess that ferment into high amounts of hydrogen gas in the intestines, this creates the gas, plus it actually creates a distension to your small intestines and lifts up your stomach and starts to cause the sphincter muscle that keeps the esophagus and the stomach closed off. It causes it to relax and open up, causing the actual contents of your stomach to go back up the esophagus, creating the acid reflux.
Right.
So that whole small intestinal bacterial overgrowth is a subject that people should look up on
the
internet.
Yeah, look into that, for sure. Well, Stephen, thanks for getting to the heart of healing on this digestive matter. The links are up at robertscottbell.com, taking right to Synergistic Nutrition, oneworldway.com, 888-988-3325. Thank you, Stephen.
Thank you, Robert.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up the 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeSurvivalLighter.com. Again, that's FreeSurvivalLighter.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeSurvivalLighter.com today.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people.
When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
The Freeze-Dry Guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The Freeze-Dry Guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The Freeze-Dry Guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, on the heels of Washington and Oregon dropping or losing the battle for removing exemptions, we've got two other battles that are heating up right now in California and in New Jersey. Part of me would like to say, let's just cede New Jersey to the pharmaceutical industrial complex and everybody leave. But on the other hand, there are a lot of people that like living there. So let's do a little pushback. Louise Kuo Backus is with us, as well as Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, live from New Jersey. Welcome, my friends.
We're thrilled to be with you, Robert. Thanks, Robert.
Thanks. And, of course, Sherry off of her tour that didn't happen to Australia for all the reasons we discussed before. But, Louise, first, tell me, what's the status on the bill in New Jersey? Because that doesn't look like it's facing as much opposition as it happened in Washington and Oregon.
Well, we're going to remedy that, Robert. I am just back from testifying in Trenton on Monday. The Senate Health Committee started moving the bill, and I want to tell you about that bill, but we lost the fight. It's moving to the full House, or the full Senate, and we're making a bunch of noise on that. And so what's happening now is the Assembly Health Committee is going to move its version of the bill on Monday, the 16th. And, you know, stay tuned. I think that we're going to have a standing room only and out the door. There are a lot of people lining up to go to Trenton. So it's good. This is one of those bills that's looking to really gut the religious exemption, right? So they're pretending that they are still just clarifying an existing piece of legislation, but it really what they're doing is they're taking the heart and soul out of it, and they're attacking religious families.
Right, and interesting, you have a sort of so-called Republican governor there in Chris Christie who actually came out and said, you know, I'm in favor of parental rights here, to some degree at least, although they yelled at him for it. The question is, if this moves through successfully the Senate, House, or whatever in New Jersey, would it be likely, hopefully it doesn't have to get to this point, that Chris Christie would veto it based on the violation of religious freedom?
So Governor Christie, then, he was not governor. He was running for governor back in 2009. His staff reached out to me because they were really blown away by all the people that showed up for the Trenton rally in 2008. We had almost 1,000 people there, made national news. And so what Chris Christie said was, I stand with you. I stand with you parents in support of parental rights and the parental right to vaccination choice. And he wrote a statement, which I can share with you. And so when he was in London at a MedImmune facility, he said that parents should have choice. And you're right. He was, you know, he was attacked for it. We'll definitely remind him. But, you know, Robert, what I tell parents is we have to do our job.
Yeah.
We have to take to the streets and we have to show that we're serious about this in order to give all politicians air cover to support us as well.
Yeah, and in dealing with the parental authority, parental rights, and also religious freedom, we recognize that in New Jersey, I think from historical standards, recent history anyway, that it's probably one of the highest incidences of autism in the nation.
Second highest, Robert. Most populous state, you know, Utah is number one in autism incidents. New Jersey is number two. We mandate among the highest rates of vaccine mandates for school daycare and school admission of any state in the country. We have among the highest vaccine compliance, 95.3%. Only 1.7% of students take a religious exemption. You know, it's what they're trying to do is completely out of proportion with the reality. And by the way, there haven't been measles outbreaks here. No, you know, industry is calling for this bill.
Sure. Well, and we covered yesterday the Nacho Group, not Nacho Libre, but Nacho Group, that's a front group for CDC to promote these vaccine compliance agendas at state and local county levels, the health authorities there as well. And Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, I think, you know, and you've been at this for a lot of years as well, the blowback on what I call the vaccine bad guys in this case is probably frightening and stunning them. They're going for broke here, and it's causing a whole slew of generation of people to enter into the fray that never thought they would have an opinion on it.
You know, Robert, you're right, and I want to address what you said about this Nacho Group, and I'd like to direct people to go to my website, which is drtenpenny.com, and click on the article tab and read the article that I wrote a couple of days ago about Healthy People 2020 and the Decade of Vaccines, because it lays the backdrop for what's happening here. This was declared the Decade of Vaccines in 2010, and we're halfway through the decade, and we haven't achieved a lot of the goals that were of the 1,200 goals that were set up by the Healthy People 2020 policies. And I put out that article lays the history of where it started 35 years ago in terms of laying out the groundwork for these mandatory vaccination laws, not just the removal of these, not only the removal of exemptions, but for what's coming down the road after we remove them and the 300 vaccines that are in the pipeline that we won't be allowed to refuse because of these Healthy People 2020 guidelines and this being the decade of vaccines. So what happened with that measles outbreak was that when you look at this policy paper that came out from the Robert Wood Johnson's Foundation and said that the MMR vaccine would have the lowest uptake across the country, that started it. And now we're pushing this entire agenda forward. So that article on my website, on drtenpenny.com, under the articles tab, which is Healthy People 2020 and the Decade of Vaccines. And then under the blog tab, I wrote a blog that a couple of days later that said, your doctor is required to give your medical records to the government. And it goes through and explains what these electronic medical records have done to obliterate the doctor-patient confidentiality relationship and how they are required to put your immunization record in and turn that over to the government. So both of those articles have gotten a lot of big spread around, and I think when people understand what we're up against, it means we should tighten our jaw and set our shoulder and go after them, because they've made these policies without any legislation, without anybody voting on it. This is just something that the government and the CDC is pushing forward.
Well, and we've got those linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com to Dr. Tenpenny's website, the article and blog. And Louise, also, for the events that are happening in New Jersey, the best way to link up to learn more about what's happening?
So go to fearlessparents.org and click on the events tab. We are standing room only, or you'll be in a folding chair. But, you know, it's the best place for any New Jersey parents who want to understand what's happening and want to activate. We're going to have filmmaker Jeff Hayes, the film Bought. You know, we're screening that film. We've got director Bobby Sheehan, in addition to Sherry Tenpenny, who's sitting right here next to me.
Beautiful.
We have Dr. Patrick Gentempo. We have Dr. Kelly Brogan. And we have Sayer G of Green Med Info.
Nice. That's a great lineup of folks to be with and to learn. And, of course, it's, as you say, it's now a full court press backwards, you know, for the vaccine proponents. They perhaps, I don't know if they anticipated that this would happen, but I'm seeing evidence as I'm covering this on a daily basis. The pushback is extraordinary, and every time they squeeze even harder, more people get squozen right out of their grasp. And if any state succeeds in removing religious exemption, we're going to see some civil disobedience like they've probably not seen since the civil rights movement. That's my sense of where this might be going.
One of my big concerns, Robert, like, is what's going to happen, let's say in California. It's a big state. Mm-hmm. They've had a philosophical exemption forever. They've got tens of thousands of unvaccinated kids or partially vaccinated kids, probably millions of partially vaccinated kids. And then their parents declared an exemption. What's going to happen this fall when these kids go to school? Is the nurse Ratchet going to sit there and say you have to be fully vaccinated with all these vaccines to come into a publicly funded public education? And are we going to see kids getting, you know, 46 doses of 16 different vaccines, and is it going to make them sick? Are we going to see all kinds of really ill kids that are going to be happening in order to comply with these new rules? You know, and that's, I think parents need to understand that too. You know, you've got religious parents who've been exercising the religious exemption in a number of states. If they either tighten the exemption so it's harder to get one, or they eliminate it altogether, then, you know, you're going to have, they're not going to allow you to split them up and spread them out. You know. And how are they going to split them up and spread it out if they go to turn in their exemption on August the 2nd and school starts August the 20th?
Right.
And they've got to have all of these kids vaccinated with all these doses. Nobody's thinking about these things. I wrote another article that's on my blog that talks about that, of what happens if you have no right to choose. Is anybody thinking about the fact that people's first child was severely injured, maybe injured severely enough to get compensation through the injury compensation program, and because of that, they have chosen to not vaccinate child number 2, 3, and 4, and now they're going to be required to do that? What sort of mental torture is that going to be for a parent in order to comply with these horrible laws? And it's not just that, Robert. You know, you're violating natural law and divine law. You know,
yeah.
I mean, it's, you know, and I'm talking a lot about religious beliefs right now because that's what's under attack. You know, long before the United States was a nation, you had religious beliefs upheld the right of parents. You know, God assigned parents to be his agent.
Yes.
However you define the Creator, right? It's to be his agent on earth to direct the upbringing of children. And the Supreme Court has upheld this. as an enduring tradition. Twice.
Yeah. Well, and exactly. The basis for the Organic American Republic was this search for religious and spiritual freedom. So there's a long history here that they're trying to overturn. I don't think they'll be successful, but that doesn't mean we rest on our laurels at this point. In fact, we do have to stand up and battle back. Interestingly, on the political front, the Hegelian dialectic, left versus right, Democrat versus Republican, we are seeing the Democrats, by and large, falling lockstep in line with this removal of religious exemptions. Some of the Republicans are not, but some are, and it becomes an issue of who believes in the authority of the state over the parent, and I think it's going to be a big political hot potato in the next election cycle.
You know, Robert, what I really want to tell parents, though, is that we got to call our legislators. You know, we are closer to state politicians than we are to federal ones.
Yes,
they come from our backyard. At the Senate Health Committee, there were two senators who were really strong in their opposition. One was a Democrat and one was a Republican. The Republican, he came here from the segregated South in 1955 as a 9-year-old who had been asked to sit on the back of the bus. And he chided his colleagues. He said, "You do not have the passion. You don't have the history." And he was the Democrat. And the Republican said, "I held my breath when I vaccinated my daughter. I support you."
I think we're going to gain so many supporters back to the side when they're confronted with the parents face to face. So good for you guys. I appreciate you. I love you very much. Louise Kuo back.
We love you too, Robert.
And Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, you guys are awesome. Check it out. The links are up to fearlessparent.org as well as drtenpenny.com. And I want to hear back after this event. We'll talk some more on the air, okay?
Sounds awesome.
Sounds great. Thank you.
Back to wrap it up after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I've created a non-electric self-watering food production system that grows nutritious food with almost no effort and at very little cost. It's called the Food Rising Mini Farm Robots, and the best part is I show you how to make your own in do-it-yourself videos on the new website foodrising.org. There, you'll also find freely downloadable 3D object files that you can use to print the key components of the system on your own 3D printer. It's all part of the open source revolution, where we freely share good ideas that empower people to be more self-reliant and practical in a world that's increasingly unpredictable. This Food Rising Grow system will produce food for you even if the power grid fails, because it has no pumps and no complex moving parts. Join the Food Rising Revolution now at www.foodrising.org.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com, the future of talk radio, now at your fingertips.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Bird flu's back and it's gonna be trouble.
Hey, la, hey, la.
The bird flu's back.
He brought a friend.
Yay! And the crowd goes wild.
That's right. There's actually a story about this. The bird flu's back, but hey, wait. It's brought friends. Right? With friends like those, who needs enemas? H5N1 bird flu burst out of China, they say, in 2003, stormed across Eurasia and into Africa. I mean, it's like the marching of Napoleon's army here with bird flu chickens and wings and stuff. Ever since then, it's been there ever since, and this week its victims are Egyptians. So now they've gone to Egypt. Maybe that's the same place they found that petrified pretzel. I don't know if we didn't talk about that, but...
We didn't talk, yeah, 250-year-old pretzel.
It wasn't Egyptian, it was German, wasn't it?
There's no amount of mustard that's going to make that taste good.
No, I mean, you got to soak it for eons so it can be eaten safely without breaking your teeth. Anyway, they're playing it up again. The bird flu's back, and it's brought friends, and I, you know, are you afraid, Super Don? I'm not afraid.
Well, you know, I think it's... Listen, the bird flu showed up. And we made fun of the bird flu, if you remember.
We did.
Whether it was the bird flu, you know, or the seal flu, or the duck flu, or the chicken flu, or whatever it was that they came up with. So I think the flu got pissed, and so it's brought to France, and now it's really going to get a
cause. Don't piss off that flu, that's right. Well, you know, the World Health Organization, WHO, Horton Hears a Who, says, well, one of these viruses could evolve, and it will turn into the Spanish influenza of 1918. And we go back, and we go
around. How long have they been saying that?
Yeah, of course they've been saying that.
For years. And, you know, these stories come out, and they're like, well, the flu season's not so bad, but beware, it could get really, really bad.
Right. Well, listen, if you're still hungry after discussing all this, we got a food story for you to wrap up with. But first, I just want to say thanks again to Luis Cujo Bacchus, as well as Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. Thank you to Norm Singleton from the Campaign for Liberty. So sorry we miss our good buddy, FDA Dragon Slayer, Jonathan Emord, but he should be back next week. And, of course, all the links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Please say thanks to all our wonderful sponsors for making this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty even possible. 6 days a week, even probable. Yes, likely even. Now, what's the likelihood that when we're done with the show, we're going to go out and grab ourselves a sheet of schmeat to eat?
You know, we've avoided the schmeat ever since we talked about that when they were growing those like disgusting,
yeah,
like beef, you know, artificial beef test tube burgers.
Sheets of in the meat. Lab. Sheets of, yeah, meat. Amino acids somehow kind of genetically engineered onto a petri dish, and they grow it, and they've got you a schmeat burger. I think the first one cost $500,000. I mean, it was a bargain. This story is coming out of Tel Aviv and Frankfurt. Interesting. Tel Aviv, there's a lot of chicken schnitzel, but this is going to take it to another level because after the first grown lab burger, now they've got test tube chicken. So from schmick to schmicken is schmicken. Next on the menu.
Do you schmicken the Deutsch?
Schmicken the Deutsch? No, this Sprechen is also out of Frankfurt, chicken? The home of Frankfurters, right? Hot dogs. Another mystery meat subject that somehow made it big all over the planet. This is 2 years after the first test tube schmeat burger. Researchers in Israel working on an even trickier recipe, the world's first lab-grown chicken. Just call on Super Chicken. Yeah, I'm just the jingle guy at this point of the night, so.
Hey, I'm loving it. I'm loving it.
Stop me.
You know I've got all this on tape, right?
You better not, Super Don. You will pay. You will find in bed one day next to you lying a piece of schmeat or schmicken.
Ah, yes, a schmicken head.
Where did Jenny go?
Yes.
Oh no. Oh my goodness, it's silly time. I know there's a lot of seriousness, but now it's silly time. So, did you ever have chicken schnitzel? By the way, ever?
Normal, schnitzel that's made out of beef.
No, well, I think it was always chicken schnitzel that I remember, and it was like a breaded chicken into a mashed patty.
No, the schnitzel that I recall was made out of beef. It was made out of very thin steak, and you just beat the crap out of it with a tenderizer, and then you bread it, and you fry it, and you have a heart attack.
Yeah, I only knew about chicken schnitzel. In fact, the first time I had it was in Israel. That's why I find it funny this story's out of Tel Aviv. Back before I knew anything about real food anyway, that was years ago. And of course, I've been to Germany and had schnitzel there. If I go back, it'll be organic. And I don't know what they have in England, but it will be organic when I go there. Anyway, check it out. The show notes are up, and they are still up, and they'll always be up, and the archives will be linked there as well. And you can check out where we'll be, upcoming events. But in the meantime, we got to take off, you hosers, you schnitzel hosers. Thank you for being here, Super Don. Thanks for making it sound so good.
Yes, sir.
The schnitzel to heal. No, the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best. Best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhelp.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yup. Go to betterwayhelp.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline
to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.